We begin with a story widely available in other countries and all over the internet, but PM is legally prohibited from telling it to you. Here's what we can say. There is a suppression order that deals with 17 individuals. Names on that list include those of national leaders of other countries. We can't tell you who they are, and we can't tell you what they may or may not have done. One man we can name, however, is Julian Assange. Will Ockenden reports.
This is a story which, unfortunately, is going to need censorship. It's far from ideal, but we are legally prohibited from telling you the full story. So when censoring the legally problematic bits, to save you the annoyance of listening to the usual instead, I'll use other sound effects like this. Or this. Or this. 3, 2, 1, time to blow black. We know something you don't know. With you, we don't share, then we don't grow. The gag order is wide in nature and stops Australian media from reporting on allegations of bribery, which involve several regional national leaders and their relatives. There are 17 people the media is prohibited from naming, where we're not allowed to imply, suggest or allege that the named people are involved in attempting to receive or receiving a bribe. The case is related to Australia's biggest bribery scandal, which has seen executives arrested and charged over kickbacks for the production of Australian plastic currency banknotes. The suppression order was issued a little more than a month ago after the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade stepped in, arguing the publication of the names could affect national security and international relations. Michael Bradley, the managing partner at Mark Lawyers in Sydney, says playing that card comes with risks.
If that card is overplayed, then it undermines the entire system of justice and the ability, ultimately the ability of the government to properly use that as justification. It comes back to the central principle of our justice system, which is that it's open, and the courts ought to be a lot more careful about protecting and preserving that than they currently are.
The suppression order was issued by the Victorian Supreme Court, but its jurisdiction reaches only to Australia's borders. So overseas media, including in the countries where the unidentifiable national leaders live, have been reporting on the case all day. This headline from one outlet.
Aussies place gag order on it's involving says WikiLeaks.
As it stands, the media has to be careful or face the wrath of an angry court. My colleague, Peter Lloyd, is covering the story for ABC TV News tonight.
So how's your story going?
It's a difficult story because there's much that we can't say but that we know.
Can we mention that the is involved?
No, we can't do that.
Can we say that the is involved?
Can't say that either.
There's 17 people on this list. We can't mention any of them, even.
What we can say is that this is a suppression order relating to people in leadership positions in world government.
But that's it.
That's pretty much it. It's a short story.
The one person the media can name is Julian Assange, the founder of the whistleblowing website WikiLeaks. The website published the full suppression order, and Mr. Assange released a statement saying,
"With this order, the worst in living memory, the Australian government is not just gagging the Australian press, it's blindfolding the Australian public. Foreign Minister Julie Bishop must explain why she is threatening every Australian with imprisonment in an attempt to cover up an embarrassing corruption scandal involving the Australian government."
Lawyer Michael Bradley argues in the age of the internet, injunctions like the one released by WikiLeaks today are futile.
I think they can only ever realistically have temporary effect, and the degree of interest that they generate once they become known tends to enhance the amount of publicity that's attracted to the underlying issue because it's a guessing game and it's entertaining and fun. I think they're ultimately self-defeating.
Lawyer Michael Bradley from Mark Lawyers, ending Will Ockenden's report.